DJs pride themselves on the rare grooves they can dig up and play for audiences. But there's another kind of audio lover who searches for artifacts of eras gone by, whether it's radio broadcasts, commercials, or speeches. In a new series we're calling Crate Diggers, we're bringing you some of those stories of the search for lost sound. For this one, Casey Kern's Alex Smith talked to an audio artist who found some unusual recordings in his own house.
When Tim Goodwillie was growing up, he played around with tape recorders and loved collecting old recordings. As he got older and his skills improved, his tape experiments started to approach the music concrete of composers like John Cage and Halim Eldaab, who used pre-recorded tape to make music. But when Tim went on to study sculpture at the Kansas City Art Institute, the destruction of analog tape became a problem.
Even in art school, I was spending more time at home playing with my answering machine than I was, you know, in studio. So I was mostly in the library or playing with my answering machine in art school. Until I was getting bad grades, and then, you know, I started making some art.
After college, Tim and his wife Heather lived in L.A., where they ran a music venue. They moved back to Kansas City about 3 years ago. In their new Overland Park house, Tim found a treasure in the trash left behind by the previous owners.
In the attic, there was this plastic bag full of reel-to-reels. And my wife and I hooked up the players and started listening to them, and most of them were recordings of the KCMK Dinner Bell Jamboree.
Now then, Mr. Randy, it looks like it's your turn again. And Randy's got his teeth all fixed up, and he's really able to sing a good song now. He's a great guy, Randy Ritter, and he's going to do a tune now called From a Jack to a King, and here is Randy.
From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring.
It was, cold and rainy outside, and the kids were either taking a nap or over at my mom's house, and we were playing them, and it was just super dreamy, because it's like the movie Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeves, where he falls in love with this girl from another time, and he has to put all the right change in his pockets and wear the right clothes so that he can go back in time. It was like the weather outside and the weather on the recordings was somehow like syncing up. It was making this really... And I spent a lot of time just, once we digitized them, driving around Kansas City real slow, listening to the recordings and just kind of, Christopher Reeving. Well, at first, I thought it was some sort of, like, hokey thing where they're, like, doing this sort of 50s fetish, about this imaginary 50s kind of thing. I could tell it was an old recording, but it seemed a little bit... But then the more I listened to it, the more I could hear that, like, older radio cadence, Kansas City, Kansas,
State Avenue in Kansas City, Kansas. That's Kendon Mobile Home.
The Dinner Bell Jamboree originally aired on KCMK 93.3 FM in the mid-60s. At noon on weekdays, the hour-long show featured live country music performed by an in-studio band. It was sung by three men, Randy Ritter, Don Johnson, and Gene McCowan. These men also served as the program's announcers.
Again, we had a couple of letters to ask us if we'd do the Hank Williams song called You Win Again. Well, the news is out all over town.
I'm a huge fan of melancholic music, like more than any kind of noisy or experimental stuff. So this music was amazing because, in America, I think the best melancholic music is country music. I think it trumps blues.
For Tim Goodwillie, the commercials in these old broadcasts are nearly as valuable as the music. They reflect an older, laid-back style of local radio. And the Kansas City these ads portray is a simpler, humbler place.
Gene McCown, the Tune Twisters, featuring Randy, Chuck, and Pee-wee, can be heard six nights a week starting at 9 p.m. at the Silver Spur. Meet congenial and friendly Frank the Bartender. Also see Jack Crew.
And it's stuff that I remember from the 70s and being the back of a car while, your mom's in the grocery store when that was still legal. And the AM radio's playing. And, Mel Hilliard Chevrolet. Come on down to Mel Hilliard Chevrolet. There's a point for with Mel Hilliard Chevrolet, where they're advertising the new car Camaro. It's so new that they don't even know, the speaker doesn't even know it's a Camaro.
The Corvette and the all-new Camaro. Today's special from Mel Hilliard Chevrolet, a 66 Impala.
Where it fails is how it becomes real and where it becomes located and fixed in time-space, but then also makes it seem more haunting.
The highlight of the Dinner Bell Jamboree was a singing contest for local amateurs. Daily winners would return to compete for the grand prize, a chance to record in Nashville.
All right, fellas, it's time to call up our talent again, and here is Ruth McClung. I have a terrible... Let me spell it for you. McClung. Now, remember, now, Ruth is our talent contestant today, and so is Bob. We'll have Bob up in just a moment, but right now, here's Ruth, and you ain't woman enough. Take my man.
The actual musical ability of a lot of these amateur singers is sometimes questionable, but Tim says that's really not the point.
The thing with country music, too, and folk music, the lo-fi nature or the lack of skill, the amateurism, makes it even more endearing because it's just pure passion. You know, it's about just like broken hearts. It's not about, you know, anything other than, you know, it's not a show of skill necessarily. Not to the musicians. I mean, there's amazing instrumentals on these recordings, but it is that, like hard earnesty, like no irony, just like, you know, true faith about, you know, a broken heart.
Tim Goodwillie is an audio artist and obscure music DJ. For Casey Currents, this is Alex Smith.
Thank you for tuning in to Casey Currents. This show will be archived along with all of our past shows on the Casey Currents page at kcur.org. You can also sign up for our podcast and get the show delivered fresh to you every week. Find us on iTunes. Contact us at kcurrents@kcur.org or on Twitter at Casey Currents. Casey Currents' assistant producer is Alex Smith. Kayla Regan is our intern. Our theme music is by Approach. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. Susan Wilson will be back with me next week.